I Went to a Fight and a Hockey Game Broke Out, written by Mamel and read by K-Burb. This is a Ted Lasso fic, rated teen and up audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Roy Kent and Jamie Tart, and is additionally tagged with alternate universe hockey, fist fights, canon typical violence, Roy slash Jamie if you squint, mild blood, and mild hurt slash comfort. Based on a touching true event. You've got to be freaking kidding me, Ted says loudly. Everyone pauses. Isaac frowns and gives an extended, no idea, shrug as he waddles in his skates to the office. All good, coach. Ted looks annoyed, but otherwise fine. He ushers Isaac out and stands in the middle of the dressing room with his hands on his hips like a schoolteacher giving a kid their final warning. Is that so far from the truth, though? I'll cut right to it, he sighs a long-suffering sigh. Mannion's starting his fourth line. Center forward, Roy.
I'm going!
Ye can't. The entire dressing room goes hysterical. Bumbercatch looks like he's hyperventilating, doubled over with his hands on his knees. Colin and Isaac cling onto each other to remain standing. Even Jan Moss and Beard are stifling laughter, and Will's wiping tears away from the corner of his eyes with a towel, offering one to Sam, too. What's so funny? Jamie asks with a grin. Isaac and Colin collapse on the ground next to Danny, all clutching their stomachs. Ted sighs again. Tart, if you get yourself ejected, I swear to God. No, sir, he salutes. Ted rubs the bridge of his nose. I thought I'd left this shiz back in America, he mutters. You know who he is, right? Of course he knows Jamie Tart. Even before he'd moved to England, internationally infamous playboy past, the only thing faster than his snapshots and his skating is the snark that he spits. The kid's a talent, 23, played his first professional game at 18, already holds some league and franchise records.
And you know about his thing with Roy Kent?
I beg your pardon. They'd butted heads the minute they met, two abrasive personalities inside two stubborn hearts. Two seasons together, and they still had to be pulled off each other in their dressing room, and that didn't change once Kent got traded. They're both star first-liners who play an incredible game, but when they're on the ice opposite each other, they turn into scrappy schoolyard boys, just more violent and with more offensive language. Their few matches are always highly anticipated. It's game number 14 in the Tart v. Kent event, a detailed segment on Sky News analyzing their fights and interactions. So when Rupert fucking Mannion starts in his line of oafs with Kent on center ice, he's absolutely gagging for a fight. The atmosphere on the rink is tense, but not with animosity. Everyone knows what's going to happen. Some of the fans are already filming. Jeff, Tyler, Paul, and Arlo take their positions after a few laps to rev up the fans. Barry skates boredly back and forth in front of the goal. Jamie and Roy only have eyes for each other, standing stock still on opposite sides of the face-off circle. Roy's scowl is as cold as the ice they're on, and Jamie's got a crazed grin on his face. The ref calls them up, and they crouch in position for the puck drop, faces mere centimeters apart.
On the fourth line now, Granddad. Roy's eyes light up with fury. You're gonna fucking get it, Tart.
Jamie blows him a kiss as the whistle goes off. The puck drops. Fans scream. Jamie wins. Sticks and helmets and gloves go flying like popcorn from a kettle. Everyone pairs up like it's a dance routine, and then they're all grappling and swinging and yanking at each other, and the fans are going mad for it. Roy drops everything and lunges forward, arms wide to tackle Jamie. Jamie's got his stick out in between them, but Roy tears it from his grip and grabs him by the back of the collar.
You're such a fucking prick, he spits in his ear. Down to your fucking core.
He shakes Jamie by the neck, hoping to knock him off balance, but Jamie flings his arm off, skating backwards and laughing. Roy follows close and shoves Jamie hard in the chest, but the fucker doesn't go down. Jamie's got his arms spread out in a challenge. So, he shouts to be heard over the jeering and yelling. Either I beat up an old man. Roy lunges for a headbutt. It connects, stunning Jamie for a second. Then Jamie darts forward, grabbing a fistful of Roy's jersey in his left hand as Roy does the same.
Or I let an old man beat me up.
He smirks right in Roy's face. Roy lets out a growl, and quick as anything, both their fists come swinging, aiming for heads. Neither of them really hold back. Their movement is restricted by their protective gear, and their punches don't land anywhere near as hard as they would in a dressing room brawl. Two linesmen advance on them half-heartedly, knowing the fight is just a matter of now or later. They ignore them and leap at each other. Roy smashes him into the glass as Jamie lands an uppercut. Arms come up, some punches landing, some not. Roy shoves himself onto Jamie from chest to knee, rendering him immobile against the glass. They're nose to nose, and Roy grins for the first time.
First time in the big leagues, kid? Can barely fight.
Jamie snarls, digging one skate into the boards behind him and launching them off the glass. They've each got both hands in the other's jersey now, locked together. Not swinging so much as seeing whose forehead will bruise harder. Jamie knocks Roy's feet out from under him, and they slam down onto the ice. Roy makes a valiant effort, but Jamie lands two solid punches to the side of his head. The linesmen yank Jamie off of Roy, each grabbing one arm and pulling him backwards. Roy's wiping away blood from a split lip, while Jamie grins wildly.
Ref saved you, old man.
Roy roars, charging towards Jamie. Jamie throws off the refs, and they meet in the middle. They grapple with each other, and Roy yanks Jamie's jersey up over his face so he can't see, and lands a 1-2 punch. Jamie's fucking yammering away, the same old bullshit he always uses to rile his opponents up.
Doesn't mean it doesn't work, though.
Here's what's gonna happen. Later, you're gonna get yourself a penalty. Jamie swings and connects with Roy's jaw. Maybe a tripping call or a hooking. Maybe even a high stick if you're feeling kinky. That punch misses wildly. And then I'm gonna score on that sweet, sweet power play as you watch from the box. Just like last time. He finishes speaking just as Roy punches him in the cheek.
Piss off, Tart.
Make me. Roy swings an elbow into Jamie's nose, and he screams, letting go and staggering backwards.
You fucking cunt. I need me fucking nose.
Roy bares his teeth in what he probably considers a smile.
Sorry, pretty boy. You've got too many teeth as it is.
And yours have all fallen out, Granddad. Jamie snickers as he wipes blood from his face. Need your dentures? They butt heads again. Jamie's left hook isn't bad at all, hitting Roy's cheekbone hard. He pulls back for another punch, and Roy tackles him when he's just slightly off balance. Jamie's got his hand firmly in Roy's jersey, though, so they both go flying backwards, Roy landing on top of Jamie and sending them both sliding. There's a split second of, oh shit, when Jamie realizes they're speeding straight for the boards, heads first, no helmets of course, and his arms are totally entangled in their jerseys. He doesn't even have a chance to form words, just looks up at Roy for a second in pure, wide-eyed panic, and he sees the same look reflected in Roy's eyes, and isn't that terrifying? The next second, Roy's got Jamie's head cradled between his elbow pads, and then they crash hard into the boards, Roy's shoulder pad taking all the impact. Everything goes silent for a second in Jamie's brain as he stares up at Roy, who stares back at him with some expression he can't read. Then the refs are on them, ripping Roy off of Jamie. He skates to the box on shaky legs. They all get ejected, everyone from both teams, so Ted can't really be mad at him. Thanks, he says quietly, stopping next to where Roy is seated outside the med room later. Roy looks up. Jamie's nose is still perfect, apparently, and he's somehow located a tampon from the manly depths of the arena, which is now hanging out of his left nostril unironically. Roy grunts, didn't want breaking some kid's neck on my conscience. Jamie huffs out a laugh. He offers an ice pack that Roy takes, replacing the one that started to warm. The shoulder looks pretty bad, but they're going for scans later. He sits down next to Roy and moves his bruised mouth like he's going to say something, so Roy waits. He may like the kid when he's not chirping his face off, a little bit. So, Jamie says casually, in a not casual way, did I win then? The end.